News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The Biden administration canceling student loan debt under a new program that began last summer for qualifying Americans. President Biden today delivering remarks in Culver City, California.
While a college degree is still a ticket to a better life, that ticket is too expensive. And too many Americans are still saddled with unsustainable debt in exchange for a college degree.
More than 150,000 Americans enrolled in the plan are receiving the relief this first round. The president's brother, James Biden, sat for a deposition today in the Republican-led House impeachment inquiry into the Biden family business dealings. It comes as a former FBI informant is facing charges of lying to the FBI about the president and his son's finances and having alleged ties to Russian intelligence. Following Alabama Supreme Court ruling that embryos are children, the University of Alabama at Birmingham pausing its IVF treatments until it can review the decision. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Republican prosecutor is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to rule on the state's abortion law. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky is appealing a Madison judge's ruling that Wisconsin's law bans feticide but not elective abortion. Ermansky says he wants the high court to take the case directly. After months of speculation, Republican Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement yesterday on social media.
Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame. And nothing gets done. That's not the country I know and love.
Wisconsin is a key swing state, and the winner here could decide the balance of power in the Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced a new federal disaster loan program to help Wisconsin businesses impacted by the unusually warm winter. According to a press release, businesses can apply for U.S. Small Business Administration's Economic Impact Disaster Loans, which allows them to borrow up to $2 million to cover their actual losses. The loans would have no interest for the first year and a maximum interest rate of 4% for the rest of the term. Applications can be submitted on the SBA website. A man was killed after being hit by a vehicle in Duluth on Tuesday afternoon. According to law enforcement authorities, the accident occurred around 3:20 on Tuesday afternoon near West Skyline Parkway and West 5th Street. A police official say the man was walking when he was hit by a car traveling west. He was taken to a local hospital where he later died from his injuries. Officials also say the driver of the car showed no signs of impairment and the identification of the victim is pending family notification. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Woody is back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers making it official today. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff signs a two-year deal with a third-year option to return to the crew. He had surgery on his shoulder last October and was asked, how's he doing so far?
I'm just a little bit over 4 months in. I started a throwing program last week, and that's been going good. It's a slow and steady progression, but as of right now, I feel good. I feel completely normal. Now it's just all about getting my shoulder back used to, you know, the stresses that we do day in and day out. But as of right now, I'm doing great, just following protocol and, you know, look forward to getting out to Maryvale and getting with the staff and continuing that buildup. So, but as far as 4 months in, man, I'm doing good.
No timetable yet if he could return this year. The Brewers also officially signing catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year contract. College basketball, Marquette at home tonight. They take on the DePaul Blue Demons. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the mid-20s. Sunshine around for tomorrow and warmer. Highs to the upper 40s. There could be a few flurries tomorrow night and early clouds Friday, then clearing out but cooler. Highs only in the middle 20s. Right now it's 48.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Hey, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I am your host, Dom. Crudy is on vacation until Friday. He'll be back in the studio on the air with me on Friday.
Slacker.
Well-deserved, Crudy. Look forward to having you come back. In the meantime, you, our fair audience, can join me and Nate on the lines at 844-967-2789. Now we got some callers holding. Be patient. We will get to you. But let's talk about the other guy, the former guy, Donald Trump. He's going out there doing the Donald Trump thing. He was in Greenville, South Carolina, doing a town hall kind of thing. Laura Ingraham helping him, holding his hand, suggesting, prodding. But you can't control a guy like Donald Trump. No matter how hard you try, no matter what kind of softballs you're going to lob to him, no matter what you do, Donald Trump is going to continue to be Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, obviously, here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that's where I broadcast from, our studio here, the WAUK out of Waukesha, and of course, the WMDX out of Madison, and all the other Civic Media networks. But I do it here generally out of the city of Milwaukee. Very proud, love the city, my adopted home. Been here for going on 20 years now. And became a big basketball fan. I mean, I remember like the old, Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, not the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar days, but, Terry Cummings and Paul McKeskey and that kind of stuff, right? And of course, Allen made a run for it. But, when we got Giannis and won a national championship, and what a glorious thing that was for this small market, small city. The RNC is not going to be anything like winning the NBA championships, just for the record. But I was able last night, I think it was on Amazon, a fluff piece perhaps, but very interesting piece about Giannis and his family and his adventures and his life of going from Greece to getting here to America to, working out for the Bucks and getting drafted and going through all the things that he had to go through in his life. And one of the themes throughout this Giannis documentary, I mean, they were immigrants. They were migrants. And they weren't originally from Greece. They were illegal, quote-unquote, immigrants in Greece. And as, of course, they became more successful, they show pictures of him with the prime minister of Greece, those kinds of things. And And he honestly, like, you know, they could be deport me because we're not even supposed to be here kind of thing. But, you know, the takeaway, I mean, guys like Giannis and his family, as it was portrayed in this documentary, I mean, just a wonderful people, loving family, trying to do the best they can with what they got. All they want is a better life for their children and a better life for their grandchildren. You know, the same old story. You know, and isn't that what this country, at least as I was taught, at least as I remember, aspires to be? Now, short of our indigenous friends here, no one's from here. You know what I mean? So we're all, obviously, we're all migrants. We're all immigrants to some way, shape, or form. My grandfather's story to me and my dad's side came over from Sicily when he was 6 years old. My grandfather and my mother's side here a little bit longer, but, you know, either way, over from Germany, right? So obviously, we are a country of immigrants, a country of migrants. And after watching this really a heartwarming story about Giannis and his family and his success here in Milwaukee. Again, I think it was on the Amazon Prime. And then to literally, like, a few hours later, hear clips of Trump and his new word. He's got a new one, folks. Can't you wait to hear? Oh, yeah. Very, very important. Very important. Migrant crime. Migrant crime. Nate, I'm going to need your help on this. You know, after hearing Giannis's story of their trials and tribulations, you know, being a black family in Greece and not having, you know, work visas at all, and, you know, doing all the things and becoming successful and coming over here, and literally the I'm not going to call it just the American dream. It's just a dream to be able to come from nothing and hit the heights of, you know, the success of what you can possibly do. And in this case for Giannis, it's basketball. But not to Donald Trump, not to the mega, anyone seeking that kind of life, anyone, you know, taking the risk and not dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's, or, you know, not having a beautiful wife come in on a modeling, whatever Ivanka came in on, or Ivana, I forget the wife's name, forgive me, I should know, don't care, to play the game, to come to this country. But according to Trump, if you don't do all those things and have the kind of money he has and influence that he has to get, you know, his one of his wives or many of his wives over here and the way that they did it, well, then you're doing something wrong and it's a crime. And Donald Trump's big effort now, you're going to hear it, it's a migrant crime. He came up with it all by himself. Nate, if you would, please, Donald Trump on the Ingram from Greenville, South Carolina, cut 3.
Why were you against the House, against the Senate border deal, the bipartisan border?
Well, they allow 5,000 people a week. Number one, that. But it also made it much better for the opposing side. I don't know if you've heard this, but I came up with this one. Migrant crime. There's crime. There's violent crime. There's migrant crime. We have a new category of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's going to be worse than any other form of crime.
There's crime. There's violent crime. And then there's migrant crime, worse than any other crime. It's just, you know, just let that sink in a little bit. Taste that stench, that ignorance, that racism, that hatred. You smell it? It smells like burning. That's what Trump is. He's happy. He's elated. He came up with a new idea. We're going to blame the migrants. We're going to blame Giannis and his family. You know what I mean? And not to say that crime doesn't exist. Crime exists with migrants. Crimes exist with citizens. Crimes are crimes are crimes. Migrant crime? Is that better? If you're a victim of a crime, is it better if you're a victim of domestic citizen crime versus migrant crime? Is that somehow better or worse in your opinion? Migrant crime. Racist ass. Some more from Trump getting his hand held. And also Ingram. This effort to actually solve the issue at the border, the migration challenges that we have, the fact that we have such a wonderful country and we're so accepting, generally, some of us, of people wanting to come here and live their best lives, contribute, engage, do the jobs that Trump's kids don't want to do. Migrant crime. He, Donald Trump, is proud. Oh, it'd help the other side out. Well, there's 5,000 coming today, but you know, it'd help the other side out. Playing the political games, and we've talked about this. We know this. This is how cynical this is. You have a bipartisan bill. You have Republicans and Democrats coming together. And hell, you know, if those on the left and those on the right and lots of folks are not happy with it, but it's something, and it's probably the best bill you're going to get because you're never going to get anything else passed if Donald Trump becomes the president. You're not going to get passed. The Dems won't support it. This is your opportunity. This is your chance. You've been telling us all along, Trump and MAGAs, this is it's an invasion. It's a problem. Ah! But you're gonna not address the invasion because it's politically advantageous for your opponent, at least the perception in your mind. That's how you feel about it. So all you folks are getting worked up by Donald Trump and MAGA Mike Johnson. You're going to allow this invasion, these murder, this migrant crime to continue unabated when you have an opportunity to do something, decide not to do it. It kind of takes away from the credibility of your screaming at the rooftops. You know what I mean? But Ingram seemingly was trying to pull him along, didn't want to quite go there, but Trump just couldn't help himself. You can't negotiate with the MAGAs. You're never going to be able to button Donald Trump in. He's going to be Donald Trump. And when you have Fox News Lies out there trying to do it, it's actually fairly amusing, at least to me, seeing them fail to try to rein this guy in. Let's go a little bit more here. Drill, baby, drill. Sure, cut four, please.
They're emptying out their prisons into
what's the country. First thing you will do if you become president again on the border? I know that's going to be your first
act. There's two things I'm going to do. Number one is drill, baby, drill. And the other thing, equal.
And the other thing is what? Dictator for a day? Is our oil output, is that a problem? I mean, we're having some issues here, Trump? I guess I'm not clear. Because from what I've seen, our output's pretty up there. And it is February 21st, and it's like 50 degrees outside. But, you know, it's just the weather, right, MAGA? How about the voting by mail? Absentee ballots, remember? Don't do it. Wait, but then he should do it. Wait, don't do it. The Republicans, they can't figure out what to do. Well, here's the latest iteration of voting by mail from Trump. Let's hear cut number five, please.
How are you going to make sure that mail-in ballots and voter fraud, which we heard from a lot of people in line, was an issue front and center? They're very concerned about mail-in voting. So forget the past. What are you going to do to make sure we don't have problems going forward?
If you have RNC, mail-in voting, you automatically have fraud. If you have
there's mail-in voting in Florida,
that's
and
right.
You won huge.
That's right. If you have it, you're going to have fraud.
But you won.
Because you don't have any. When you go into a voting place, like you go into one in a properly run state, they look at you, they give voter ID, you give all sorts of identification. I mean, it would be very hard to cheat in a mass scale.
Very hard to cheat in a mass scale. But you're going to have voter fraud, you're going to mail-in fraud, mail-in voting, that's fraud. How do you expect to get all the overseas votes in, you know, our armed services serving in other countries? How's that going to get it? How's that going to, if you don't mail them in, you're going to bring them all back? You can show up with their military ID, utility bill, and go vote Trump? I mean, think about what you're actually saying here. But of course, it doesn't matter. He just rambles on. Mail-in voting, fraud. Well, a lot of folks did that. A lot of folks were concerned about the COVID, you know, the COVID. Remember that COVID? A lot of folks didn't want to go out and stand in line next to people during a pandemic. A lot of folks, like me, had a mail-in vote. I guess I technically did absentee ballot and dropped it off, but you get the drift. Oh, I did it in a lockbox in the vestibule of the police station / town hall. Can't do that anymore. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. Join us. Donald Trump out there saying the crazy things. We're bringing it to light because it's crazy and you need to know. Come back with us. Phone lines open 844-96-PARTY.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Tom Allball, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Tom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Tom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crut.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Devil's Advocates, sausage making never looked so good.
And thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Take The Devil's Advocates with you everywhere you go. How do you do that? You say, well, it's a Civic Media app. It's super cool, super slick. Download it from your favorite app store, the Civic Media app. You click on the button. You can call. You can text. Oh, damn. I always remember to look at the text, Nate. I always forget the text. You can call or text, or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Just pick up your rotary dial phone, dial 844-967-2789. Talking about the Trump from yesterday, we're going to get back to some more of the sound. But finally, and, you know, we've been very critical, Crudy and I, of Trump. And his acquiescence, I guess one would call it, seemingly to Putin. That Helsinki meeting, literally, you guys, was one of the most shameful, terrible things I've ever seen. And I wasn't a big fan. Like, when Barack Obama bowed to the Saudi king, I had a problem with that. You know what I mean? And to me, what the bowing, essentially, that Donald Trump did to Putin was much, much worse than that, because of course it seems like, I don't know, call it pressure that Putin seemingly has on Trump and some of the megas. We'll get into some more of that later. Can't get away from the Russian interference that still happens. It's still a thing. We have bipartisan Senate and Democrats reports acknowledging that from back in what, 2016. These things are real. These things are real. This is the reality. I'm not making it up. These things happen. But, of course, Navalny died, right? And here's what the AP says. Trump doubled down Tuesday on comparing his criminal indictments to the circumstances of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, the top political opponent of Russia's leader Putin, who died in a remote Arctic prison after being jailed by the Kremlin leader. Trump, this is the same in Trump's mind. It's the same. Him and Navalny, I mean, it's the same. Appearing on Fox News Channel Town Hall pre-taped before a live audience in Greenville, South Carolina, Trump bemoaned Navalny's death, which President Joe Biden and other Western leaders have blamed on Putin. Trump then pivoted to himself, because that's Trump's only pivot move is to himself, repeating his assertions that the prosecutions against him were driven by politics, despite no evidence that Biden or the White House ordered them. We have a little bit of sound on this topic. Nate, I appreciate you doing all the hard work. Let's hear what he had to say. Let's go with the cut number 8, the civil fraud case. Well, it's just like Navalny.
President, the crowd's going crazy here, but during this campaign, a huge amount of your time has been spent in court, in the courtroom in New York and so forth. Now, in this New York civil fraud case, this Judge Arthur Engoron ruled against you for almost $500 million plus interest that runs every day. When I first read this, like $87,000 a day. How will you put up that kind of money? Because you have a bond to put up. Even if you appeal, you got to put up escrow money. That's it's a lot
it
of a lot of dough.
It is a form of Navalny. It is a form of communism or fascism. The guy's a nut job. I've known this for a long time, and I've said it openly.
It's a form of Navalny. Are we just going to make stuff up now? God, I got this Navalny thing happening. It's been really tough for me lately. It's a Navalny happening here. It's just another form of Navalny. I mean, really? Donald Trump? A form of Navalny? Here's another thing he said. Navalny is a very sad situation. He's very brave guy. He went back. He could have stayed away, but frankly, probably would have been a lot better off staying away and talking from the outside of the country as opposed to having gone back in, because people thought that could happen, and it did happen. That's a horrible thing. What is happening in our country, too? is happening in our country too, suggesting his criminal indictments, which includes two cases stemming from his efforts to overturn the 2020 defeat, are proof that the U.S., quote, is turning into a communist country in many ways. A little bit more from the Donald on the Navalny. Let's go back. Let's play. Let's see what he has to say. Cut number six, please.
People around the world are expressing outrage over the death of Alexei Navalny, of course, in a horrific Russian prison. You posted on Truth Social about it. You said that his death made you more aware of the political circumstances here at home.
It's happening here.
Specifically, your rivals. I want to give you the chance.
What's happening here? Really? Really? We got political adversaries getting poisoned and thrown into an Arctic jail. That's happening here? Or is it that, you know, you decided to leave your great life, your best life. You had a good life. You had everything going for you, everything you wanted. And do that and to serve. You're serving the people. He's doing this for us. You're sleeping with a porn star and then covering it up and then falsifying your financial documents. You're doing that. That's for us. Congratulations. I really appreciate your sacrifice, your stealing of, you know, the crown jewels of American intelligence and storing them, you know, in your bathroom. And then after year or so or more trying to get them back and lying about it, you're doing that for us, right? Because you didn't have to give them back. He said it again. I don't have to give them back. Let's play that. Cut 13. What does he have to say about the classified document? It's all for you folks, but let's hear cut 13.
Should Biden have been charged in the classified documents case?
Well, nobody else has been over the years because, you know, Hillary took a lot and Bill took a lot. Bill took them out of his socks. They call it the socks case, which he won with a very tough judge, which he won. Bush took them. Everybody, Reagan took them out. Everybody took them out. It only became a big subject when I took things out. The difference is I had what's called the Presidential Records Act. I was allowed to do what I did, absolutely allowed. That's why they passed the act in 1978. They passed the Presidential Records Act. But you can only use it or be there if you're president. Biden.
And, of course, he doesn't have to hand over the docs. Cut 14, Nate.
I need to just hand them over when they were requested, though. I mean, they requested them. You could have just handed them over. Probably I was saved yourself a lot of trouble.
First of all, I didn't have to hand them over. But second of all, I would have done that. We were talking, and then all of a sudden they raided Mar-a-Lago. Do you remember? They said, could you put an extra lock on the door? We showed them where they were. We showed them. Unlike being under a Corvette in a little garage with the door open all the time, we had these things locked. We were surrounded all the time by many Secret Service agents. We had Secret Service all over Mar-a-Lago. You couldn't take anything out. But what happened, and when you take a look, Biden didn't have the Presidential Records Act. He's at great jeopardy, really. But they
He didn't have to, you know, it's just everybody else. It's just a persecution of Donald Trump because Donald Trump is the good guy. He's doing it all for you. And this is the deep state. And this is the communists coming over. And again, this is from the MAGA party who took testimony from Alexander Smirnoff, who was apparently, working with our intelligence agencies, talking, passing along information. But apparently this time his story, it didn't match up. Oh, yeah, we found out we got Biden, $5 million loan. I mean, very specific charges that ended up, what, in the Republicans' committee hearing about Hunter Biden, the laptop from hell, and the big guy, and Joe. And what do we come to find out now? The same prosecutor who went after Hunter Biden for his drug use and his tax fraud and the gun charge, I guess, not the drug use, having a gun while on the drugs, essentially. That same guy is now turned around and said, oh, wait, by the way, your prize witness, Alexander Smirnoff? Well, he's just got arrested. He's in cuffs in Vegas, and he was lying about the whole thing. So, I mean, you know, what do you need? If you have a direct pipeline, side note, Alexander Smirnoff had conversations very recently with, yes, Russian intelligence agencies. Come on! I know it sounds like a broken record. It's almost like we did this before. And here we go again. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We're going to change it. We're going to keep going. We keep changing it. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are trying again to cut state income taxes by $2 billion. The state Senate passed a package yesterday that lowers taxes on people earning as much as $150,000 a year. Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu.
We still have over $3 billion surplus in Wisconsin that's just sitting there earning interest. It's the taxpayers' money. It's time to give that money back.
Governor Evers vetoed two Republican tax cuts last year. The University of Wisconsin in Madison must now accept all high school graduates from the state who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other state universities have to admit grads in the top 10%. It's part of the deal for state money in exchange for diversity program cuts. Governor Evers signed the bill yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new welding building is being constructed at Lake Superior College. According to a Northern News Now report, the $10 million project is about 2 months into construction and will feature two floors for welding, machine tools, robotics, and prototype studios. Officials say they're excited to bring the welding students who currently operate out of the school's downtown location back to the main campus. The project is expected to be complete by December 2024 and ready for the following spring semester. The city of Duluth is asking for public input on its Central High School redevelopment project. The city is currently undertaking an environmental impact review for the project, covering different building plans for the area. One potential plan would include a business park with some industrial and warehouse space, and another would make the area a combination of residential and commercial mixed-use space. Information on the plans is available online, and residents can share their written comments with the city by March 21st. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With a 60-second showbiz beat. Beyonce? A country music star? Yes, indeed. And if that weren't enough, the genre-hopping singer has the number one song on the country charts called Texas Hold'em. Variety reports that this is the first time a black woman has topped the country music charts, and according to Billboard, she is the only black woman ever to hit number one on both country and the hot R&B hip-hop charts. Other artists who have achieved that feat are Justin Bieber, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Ray Charles. Kind of cool. Fans of the Gilmore Girls have flocked to Amazon to pre-order a copy of The Third Gilmore by Kelly Bishop, who played Emily Gilmore, the family matriarch. She's written a book about her experiences that promises never-before-heard stories. The Gilmore Girls helped put the WB network on the map and helped Bishop move from Broadway to TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky and a low in the mid-20s. Sunshine around for tomorrow and warmer. Highs to the upper 40s. There could be a few flurries tomorrow night and early clouds Friday, then clearing out but cooler. Highs only in the middle 20s. It's 46 right now.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We will get back to the lines. Just a few more I want to throw out there regarding Donald Trump's taped live town hall in Greenville, South Carolina yesterday. Laura Ingraham holding the leash, trying to make him sound not so crazy and not doing a great job because, of course, we all know Fox News lies. But Donald Trump did have some comments to say about the civil fraud case. Not that it's entirely analogous to the Navalny murder, but, you know, he has some other things to say about the fraud case. Nick, gonna need your help. Let's jump down to cut number 9 regarding his cash. Cash is king, baby. Cut 9.
Question, which I thought about a lot last night because it's such a huge amount of money. You have to decide whether you're going to put up that bond. An escrow to appeal. Are you going to do that?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Number one, well, I have a lot of cash, but that doesn't mean he can take it. I mean, you know what he did? I think he looked at my cash and he said, well, we'll take all of his cash. This is all coming out of the White House. This is all everything that you see, whether it's that one or the DA. You know, in the DA's office, in Bragg's office, he has his top people from the DOJ working in the district attorney's office in New York. Nobody knows that. Everything is coming out. This is all election interference. They're trying to damage me so they can win another election. They want to do.
Yes, it's the deep state. It's Donald Trump. It's not the fact that, you know, Engoron actually articulated and identified where the money, how they came up with the money. You know what I mean? Disengorgement, ill-gotten gains, you know, that kind of thing. How much money and interest did Deutsche Bank not earn because of the way that you conducted yourself, sir? You can put a dollar amount to it, you know, like interest at $87,000 a day. You can do the math. A few more from Trump than your calls, 844-967-2789. Let's get to the cut number 10, please.
It's all coming in on you now.
If I didn't,
from criminal to civil to the
run,
money.
Oh, I got everything. I become an expert at law. If I didn't run, I wouldn't have any of these lawsuits. You know that. None of them.
No one knows more about nuclear than Donald Trump. He's an expert at everything. I mean, just ask him. I mean, with that kind of resume, with that kind of talent, with that kind of brain power, you think the guy would be a radio show host. You know what I mean? Because that qualifies Nate to do everything. A few more from Trump. I swear we will move on. The truckers, apparently they hate New York, according to Donald Trump. Let's hear it, number 11.
So there are constitutional hurdles you're going to have to cross. Are you going to expect the Supreme Court would interfere in a state court decision?
I've never seen such support on a decision before. Truckers, everybody, they're saying, we're not going to deal in New York. People are leaving New York. I've never seen support like this. I think there's a lot of pressure on the court system of New York to do what's right.
I mean, no one's ever seen anything like it. This has never happened. No one's, there's not been such a fraud to a massive degree as a guy like Donald Trump. And, you know, we all kind of knew this. You heard this. Oh, you know, the guy. And you think, well, if he gets elected, wow, how would he get arrested? What did he do? Oh, yeah. And to a degree, if he didn't, if he kept his head down, and didn't run, you're right, that the fraud may not have been found, may not have been prosecuted. Maybe he gets away with it. You know, and is that something we can agree on? You poke your head up and you're going to get a microscope shoved up your behind because that's what happens. And when you're a kind of guy like Donald Trump, when you engaged in the behavior and the business dealings and the world in which you do, and you do it like that, and all of a sudden people start looking, well, imagine that. And it's not like these actions that he's being investigated for are actions that he has himself done. This is not a honeypot, man. No one set him up. You know what I'm saying? He decided to have sex with a porn star. Great, man. You know, that's what porn stars do. They get paid to have sex. You decide to have some casual raw dog sex with a porn star when your wife just had a kid. But, you know, I'm not judging morality here. I'm just saying that in and of itself, you know, me, man, I'm a pretty liberal guy. I don't give a damn. Two people, three people, a whole bunch of people getting through the night together. That's up. Whatever you consenting adults do in your free time, as far as I'm concerned, it's entirely up to you. However, I'm not going to say but. How about I say and? And if you engage in that and you figure out that you don't want people to find out, and you don't want people to find out about your extramarital tryst because you are what? Running for president. And if you're running for president and you're coming off the tail end of what's called a Hollywood access tape, where you're talking about tic-tacking up and grabbing women by the and they'll let you do it because you're a big star. And then they find out that, you know, you're also sleeping with porn stars and Playboy bunnies. And, you know, maybe I'm just suggesting perhaps that might have been taken into consideration for the 20, 30, 40 some thousand people. Maybe that would have impacted the election. And that's the whole point. That's why he tried to bury it. That's why they did the catch and kill. That's why David Pecker with the National Enquirer. This was a thing. This was a process. This is how they did it. Not the sex. I don't care about the sex. Oh, I barely give a damn about how you classified your payoff for attorney's fees versus, you know, meals and entertainment. Barely. But what really, really matters is you did it and how you did it, why you did it, to impact the election, to keep people from knowing who and what you really are. And that was all your action, man. You decided to do that. And therefore, now we have what? Alvin Bragg. And I would suggest this is, while the most salacious, perhaps, and, you know, very unimportant compared to, you know, overturning democracy, this is the origin story for Donald Trump. I mean, if he got away with it. He got away with paying off the porn stars. That information did not come out until after the election, and he got elected. It worked. Well, what do they say? If you allow it to happen, if there's no consequence to it, you're going to keep on doing it. What do you think the consequence will be for a guy like Donald Trump if he is able to get away with what? His absolute immunity. If he's able to get away with no charges on the J6, encouraging people to come down will be wild. What are the consequences then? Because if it's not buried now, if a cigarette is not put out on this action, you know, they say, man, J6 is just a trial run. It's going to happen again. We can't allow that. 844-967-2789. I think we got one more, the perfect loan, Nate, number 12. Let's play here this one, and then we'll call 844-96-PARTY. Cut 12, please, Nate.
I think there's a lot of pressure on the court system of New York to do what's right. You borrow a small amount of money by comparison, you pay it back. The bank is in love with you. And by the way, this is a time, and a lot of the audience says, no, banks are doing very badly with commercial loans. They're not getting their money back. They're in default, everything. This was a perfect loan. I did a favor to this bank. I borrowed money. I paid it back. It was already done. Just one second. I pay it back. And then this guy uses this. They come. It was just a weapon. They come after me, and they charge me many times the money that you're talking about. $355 million fine for a perfect loan, where the bank was happy, the insurance companies, everybody's happy. And even he, in his statement, he said Trump did nothing
wrong. Said he didn't have any contrition.
He said you didn't have any contrition. Well, yeah, that he certainly does not. No, absolutely not. They don't. This is how they do it. And they're going to continue to do it unless there is some sort of repercussion. And the repercussion will be, oh, guess what? You don't get to operate these businesses in this way because you will continue these same behaviors. That's the point. There is no contrition. They don't even admit they did anything wrong. No, it's totally fine. And then, again, what's the analogy? You steal from your boss, steal from your employer. You go to the casino. You double up that money. You go back to the boss. You put the money back in the safe. No harm, no foul, right? All good. Well, yes, it is all good until you lose at the casino. And then it's a big deal. It's more than just about Donald Trump. It's about the integrity of the financial systems themselves. Oh, a drunk driver, go out and drive. Oh, you got away with the drunk driving. No big deal, right? Well, you didn't get caught. You didn't kill anybody. I guess no harm, no foul. Is that your point? Because, of course, there is a harm. There is a foul. There is the danger. And, of course, there is the implication that if you are not somehow, some way, have a comeuppance, have a consequence to those actions, they will continue to do it again, again, and again. Because why would you change? You're making money, apparently, from the disengorgement to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars that other people would have made had you done the proper thing, had you paid the rate you should have paid. Opportunity costs, go to school. 844-967-2789. Let's get some callers. L.A. Tom, you are up. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, buddy. First off, hey, great job this whole week, man. You've been kicking butt.
Well, thanks, dude.
Second, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations. So I hope everybody wakes up and realizes that the corporations are not supposed to be running this country. It's supposed to be we the people. And it's just very important. I have never heard such a crybaby, such a whiner, such a victim. And I know the Republicans in general, that, you know, the people that you see every day on your street and that you're friends with and all that stuff, they're not big victims like that. This guy is the biggest crybaby victim. I won't even use the word that he used about women's female anatomy, but that's what he is. I mean, it is unbelievable to me how it just kills me. And I really would love to have some of these Republican callers call up and actually tell what policy the Republicans have put forward in the past 50 years that has actually been good for working people, whether that's on a state level in Wisconsin or whether that's on a federal level, because they haven't. And it's just ridiculous that it's the same old song he says. I mean, you could play back, you could listen to him once and you've already heard him 1,000 times because he says the same thing every time. Don't be suckers. Don't be fools. This guy is absolutely not someone that you'd want to model your life after. That's for sure. Thanks, Tom.
So, yeah, hang on, Tom. I appreciate the call. But what do you think the attraction is then? I mean, I mean, I know there's Republicans out there. I have friends that are Republicans that are people of character that are not down with this. But obviously, he's smoking Nikki Haley right now. I mean, he's purged the Republican Party. You look at the turnover going on in the House right now. What, 14, 15? The Dems have their own, but the Republicans got a lot more. And these are, you know, committee members in their 30s and 40s and 50s. They're deciding, nope, I'm out. What do you think? What is, in your opinion, Tom, the attraction for a guy like Donald Trump to the megas out there?
Well, I think the issue is that he, you know, one, he's a big talker. So that's one thing about him. And he lies everything he says. So therefore, but when it comes to actual policy, there hasn't been any policy except for tax cuts for billionaires, which is what the billionaire class wants, which is what the media wants, which is what the corporations want, because then they don't pay their taxes. They get money back. And he's just, I guess he's like watching a train wreck. That's why I try to, every time I hear his name, I try to just turn off whatever media it is I'm watching, because I mean, it is something where compelling, but the thing is, what policies? He can talk policies, but actions speak a lot louder than words. He had the Congress, he had all three branches of government, and he didn't do anything about, you know, the border. The only people that I even hear talking about the border are commercials of Republicans talking about how the border is open. Apparently the immigrants are actually hearing the border is open, not from Democrats, but they're actually hearing it from the Republicans and everything they say and do. They keep on saying borders open, borders open, borders open. Well, then people probably think the border's open. So I don't know what his appeal is. I really don't. He is a scoundrel. He is a grifter. And you know what? Maybe that's appealing to some people where, you know, they think it's cool. Like, catch me if you can, if you can get away with it, if you have a multiple personality, if you're a total loser. He's a loser.
Well, thanks for the call, Tom. I mean, I think there's maybe a little bit of all of that. But I would also say this, man, and coming from a guy who really only in my adult life started to even give a damn about any of this stuff. You know, really when I started doing the show. Now I'm doing a thing. Now I'm forced to take a look. Now I'm forced to look at the issues and the topics and try to understand and then, you know, see it through my eyes. But if you want to break stuff, If you're short somehow in your life and there's something missing and you got railed by something or whatever the case may be and you wanna push back, well then you get the elephant in the china shop, man. You get a guy like Donald Trump. He'll fight for you. Is that I'm not clear that they're really following it through to the end. Because at the end, you end up like Navalny. Hello, Devil's Advocates. Join us last segment, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day.
I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And here back, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You always be hanging out with us, 844-967-2789, our last segment of the day. Stick around, Busted Pencils is coming up next. Nate, thank you for that song. I don't know. Breaking news, folks, at least to me. Did you know? Slayer, they're getting back together, man. They haven't been together since 2019, reuniting to play the Larger Than Life 2024. I think this is in like Kentucky or somewhere down south, with Slipknot, Korn, Motley Crue, Judas Priest, Disturbed, Evanescence, Five Finger Death Punch, many, many more. I didn't know Slayer was even broke up, but they're back together, so we're jamming a little Slayer. Thank you for indulging me. I'll just get back to the Lions, 844-967-2789. I saw him up here at like in Oshkosh, Osh Vegas, the like the rock, some rock concert they have out in the outdoors a few years ago, and they're very good, always entertaining Slayer. Gordy from Oregon, you're up. Welcome, Gordy. What do you got for us?
Yeah, Trump was listing off all those different kinds of crime, but he forgot the one that he's most personally involved in, and that's white-collar crime. He failed to mention that one for some reason.
Well, I mean, it's white-collar crime, you know, Gordy. Who even cares? It's not even something that's prosecutable. I mean, you know, it's really much worse than white-collar crime, Gordy, is that migrant crime. You see how proud he was to come up with a migrant crime? Oh, man, he can't wait to say that one out on the campaign trail.
Yes, absolutely. And the reason I had called originally was when you first opened up the show, you talked about the Republicans coming into Milwaukee and the Nazis that are going to show up. Yep. And the Nazi is a term used for a form of fascism. And I'm of the age where I can remember where I was when John F. Kennedy got shot. So when I was in school, we never heard about Nazism and pro-fascism that was really rampant in this country back in the 20s and 30s. Mm-hmm. And I only became aware of this a couple of weeks ago, I was watching this PBS show, American Experience, called Nazi Town. And I don't know if it's because we were so close to when I was in high school, we were only 20 years out of the World War II, if they just didn't want to talk about what had happened in our country. And I don't know if you were aware of that because you're a younger generation than I. If you were aware of the huge Nazi and fascist movement in our country.
No, Gordy, as a young man, I certainly was not. And I remember the first time, I don't remember how old I was still a young man when I saw it, but the old black and white photos of like the Nazi party in I think it was a city in New York or something, you know, filling the place up back from the 20s. I was like, well, you gotta be kidding me. What? So yeah, there's for some reason a fair attraction to that. And not to say, and we saw these national Nazis, those blood drive folks, and there's lots of different, you know, pick your Nazi group. You can go online and find out they're everywhere. I mean, you can go in the National Poverty Law Center, Southern Poverty Law Center, I think has an interactive map. You can find out where the ones are. And here in the state of Wisconsin, oh yeah, we got a bunch of them. But not to say that is the majority of folks. But you know, they want to intimidate. They want to be out there. They want to flex their power. They want to somehow show what they believe to be some sort of strength or whatever, you know, political or ideological or racial reason they think this is necessary to. Literally, I mean, I'm not being Nazis this is a term. No, they literally are walking around with Nazi flags. I mean, if you have a Nazi flag and you're walking around and you have like matching little uniforms, you're probably a Nazi. And that's not a good thing. I mean, our grandparents used to kill Nazis. That's what we did. And now they walk around and yell at us that we're the problem. So, I mean, I don't know. History repeats itself, Gordy, but we need to stay vigilant. We need to push back on it. And we need to let them know if they're walking down your street that they're not welcome in our community. Thank you for the call,
Gordy. How hard can that be, saying that Nazis are bad?
You know what I mean? We're just pretty basic stuff, folks. 844-967-2789. Gary from Sussex, you're up. Welcome, Gary. What are your thoughts today?
Well, I want to call up because of my good buddy, Tom from L.A. We've talked many times. We've gone back and forth. And I respect Tom. He seems like a good guy, very smart. And he's a business owner. But he's, you know, he's talking about Trump whining. I listened to Tom. I thought, who's the bigger whiner? Is it Trump or Tom from L.A.? The thing is, Trump has done a lot. And he said he challenged, Tom just said, I challenge any Republican to call up and say, what sure. good is...
Articulate, Gary. What has Trump done? Yeah.
A lot. When he was in office, the interest rates were... I mean, these are all talking points, but the interest rates are low. But basically, I'm way, way better off in my business and personally, way better off when Trump was president than when Biden became president. I mean, it's ridiculous. But, you know, all the Democrats, they sit there and they whine about how bad Trump is. Why don't they tell us how good Biden is? You know, basically, we both kind of got relics for candidates. I think that we can do better. I really do. And
Sorry about that, Gary. I have a couple of calls. I want to get to them. I appreciate your point. I would challenge perhaps the memory, because remember, when Trump was finishing up his presidency after, you know, the January 6th insurrection, there were, you know, the government shut down. Business was shut down. It was the middle of the pandemic and all that stuff. Yeah, rates are low. Gas was low because, you know, the Fed had easy money for a long, long time. And rates and gas, of course. I mean, when the economy's in the tank, you know, it's amazing how the price of gas goes down. So I hear what you're saying. I think there would be a lot of folks that would disagree. And everyone's individual, you know, microeconomic circumstance doesn't necessarily, you know, translate to everyone else's, you know. So I get that part. But it's not, even if we're going to, you know, talk about the taxes and the gas rates and those kinds of things, it's beyond that. It's also about the danger, the democracy, man. It's about this American experience, experiment that we're working on, an experience. And a guy like that to come in and try to shut it down, to challenge every tenant, every base, every institution to the nth degree, to try to manipulate it in his own image. That's not the country that I remember learning about, and it's certainly not one that I want to live in. I don't want to be a Navalny, man. That's not okay. Donald Trump is not Navalny. Donald Trump does some stupid things, and he's finally, first time in his life, being held somewhat accountable. Somewhat, I say, because all these other trials are still going on. We still don't know. And the guy's still leading the Republican Party. Gary, I just wonder, man, why not Nikki Haley? Why not anybody else? It's like Bob Spindell. You know, stick someone else in there. They're going to pass the same thing, but probably not going to try to blow up democracy. We got the Devil's Advocates. Come back tomorrow. Busted Pencils up next. Appreciate all of you listening to the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete
Schwab.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Starting today, more than 150,000 people will receive emails from President Biden